Robbie Gould back with a final horn with Zach Bowman, number 38, number one in your heart. Zach, welcome to the final horn.
Hey, guys. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for having me on, Robbie. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. I want to talk a little bit about last week. Two tackles and a touchdown all in the first period. Maybe potentially best quarter of your life?
That is the best quarter of my life. I mean, you know, it's Christmas time, you know, so I got some good gifts. So, you know, I was able to get a touchdown, which, you know, it's my second one in my career.
And why is the kicker the only one guy that wants to score a touchdown? You guys don't ever want to kick or punt or snap.
I'm not trying to embarrass myself out there. I mean, you know, my foot isn't as good as gold, so.
I like that. I'm hiring Zach as my my new PR guy. I would love for you to give me your best Seal kiss from a rose impression.
I can't. Don't know the words.
All right, that's close enough. Do you ever get that you look like Seal?
I get Seal, Tyson Beckford, Tyrese, Tay Diggs every now and then.
Tay Diggs, huh? Is that your favorite actor?
Not really. I mean, they got to mix it up a little bit.
You were quite the basketball player. You even played with Mario Chalmers in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to dunk, or are you more like a three-point threat?
I wasn't a three-point threat. You know, I was a slasher. So every now and then, you know, I had a few alley-oops, you know, had a lot of fast break dunks, so, you know, that was more of my game.
What's your favorite cartoon?
I have to take it back on Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy?
Ren and Stimpy.
My favorite actress of all time?
Sofia Vargas.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good call. Have you watched Modern Family?
Yes, I do watch Modern Family.
Because of her?
Because of her.
If you were to send her a love note, what would it say? That wouldn't probably get it done, just so you know. Anything people don't know about Zach Bowman that they need to know?
I mean, I'm a simple guy. You know, I like to go fishing. So, you know, that's my hobby.
What's the biggest lunker you've ever caught?
What?
Fish. Biggest fish. They call them lunkers. The big guys?
Okay. It was a bass. No, actually, it was a salmon. King salmon. I said king salmon. It was about 70 pounds.
And I'm just as confused about fishing as Zach Bowman is about the fish he actually caught. So, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully, we'll see you next week. Bear down.